Welcome to the 48North Cannabis Corp. Q1 2021 financial results conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Following the presentation, we will conduct a question-and-answer session for analysts. Instructions will be provided at that time for you to queue up for questions. If anyone has any difficulties hearing the conference, please press star zero for operator assistance at any time. I'd like to remind everyone that this conference call is being recorded today, December 1st, 2020, at 8:30 A.M. Eastern Time. I'll now turn the call over to David Hackett, Chief Financial Officer. Please go ahead, Mr. Hackett.
Good morning. I would like to welcome all call participants to 48North Cannabis Corp.'s first quarter 2021 conference call. 48North's intentions, hopes, beliefs, expectations, or predictions of the future are forward-looking statements. It is important to note that 48North's actual results could differ materially from those projected in such forward-looking statements. While these statements reflect the company's beliefs regarding its plans, estimates, and projections, they are subject to some uncertainties and risks that could cause actual results to differ materially. More detailed information about the company and factors that may affect its operations can be obtained from 48North's filings with SEDAR at sedar.com. 48North is under no obligation to update any forward-looking statements discussed today, and investors are cautioned not to place undue reliance on these statements. 48North, Delsian Therapeutics, Good & Green, and Latitude are trade names of 48North Cannabis Corp. All other companies and products mentioned herein may be trademarks or registered trademarks of their respective holders. Joining me today on today's call is Charles Vinat, Chief Executive Officer of 48North. First, Charles will highlight the company's quarterly achievements, and then I will provide a brief review of the financial results. Over to you, Charles.
Thank you, David, and good morning, everyone. I'm pleased to begin this morning by telling you our first quarter results for fiscal 2021 have provided us with a strong indication that our strategy is working. Our revenue is exactly where we projected it would be at year-end, and our cost containment efforts have succeeded in decreasing our cash use this quarter by close to 20%. When we last spoke, I updated our investors on the efforts that 48North has made to respond to COVID-19. Circumstances were difficult, but our production continued and our sales have increased since. As Canadians continue to fight against the virus, our workers have maintained their productive contributions, exemplified by our recently completed second annual harvest at Good Farm, one of Canada's first and largest outdoor cannabis operations. As my second full quarter as the company's CEO comes to a close, we have seen a great deal of movement in the industry, but our strategy has remained consistent. We are steadfast in our commitment to manufacturing high-quality cannabis products for our own brand and other leading brands in the maturing Canadian marketplace. We are focusing on low-cost cultivation practices that produce consistent biomass, a critical ingredient in the development of accessible next-generation consumer-focused cannabis products. Thought-provoking brands, high-quality products, and affordable prices are all central to our growth plan, and they are beginning to yield results. This morning, I will build on David's reporting of our financial and operating results, provide an update on events that have taken place since the end of Q1 of fiscal 2021, before speaking about our forward-looking plans and our impending pathway to profitability. First, let me address the first quarter results. As we head into the second quarter of fiscal 2021, we are a more efficient, operationally focused company. Our operational improvements and addition of 26 SKUs since June of 2019 have contributed to quarterly revenues of 7.7 million dollars, an 80% increase over fourth quarter 2020 revenues of 4.3 million dollars, and a 382% year-over-year increase over first quarter fiscal 2020 revenues of 1.6 million dollars. This result is consistent with the company's year-end forecast and also represents 73% of fiscal 2020 annual net revenues. During the same period, 48North has decreased its cash use by 17% and expects to continue this downward trend through ongoing operational improvements and improved institutional knowledge. Notably, the company expects that the vast majority of the capital expenditures in its cultivation and processing facilities has now been completed. At the end of first quarter 2021, 48 North had $2.21 million in cash and cash equivalents remaining, although the company has raised gross proceeds of nearly $6.65 million since September 30th. This provides us with working capital to execute our strategy and grow as one of Canada's premier consumer-centric cannabis companies. 48 North has continued to leverage its strong brand and low-cost, high-quality production capabilities to respond to market trends across Canada, most recently by launching Latitude, a brand with modern cannabis products ranging from sexual wellness to beauty and beyond. Latitude is future-focused and launching cannabis products across the country this year, including Sex Pot Intimacy Oil, Night Shift Ylang Ylang Charcoal Bath Salts, and In Bloom CBD Lavender Chamomile Bath Salts. These products will leverage cannabis grown at the Good Farm, and we are expecting to continue to contribute to revenue increases in the months ahead. Not only are consumers initially intrigued by our new products, but we are seeing high rates of reorders. This is a strong indication of growing brand loyalty, which we expect to continue supporting revenue increases in subsequent quarters. As it concerns events subsequent to quarter end, 48 North is well positioned to continue on a path of sustained, accelerated, and future growth. Our twin manufacturing and production assets, Good House and Good Farm, provide us with both a cost and quality advantage, allowing us to continue expanding our portfolio of 48 North branded products, as well as enter into revenue-generating manufacturing partnerships with other leading brands in the Canadian marketplace. Good House, which we successfully built and licensed last year, now provides our company with a 46,000 square foot state-of-the-art processing facility and is located on over 5 acres of land, allowing for future expansion as the company deems necessary. The facility serves as the processing, manufacturing, packaging, and distribution hub for 48 North's outdoor grown products, as well as contract manufacturing for other brands and pharmaceutical products. At Good Farm, one of Canada's first and largest outdoor cultivation facilities, 48 North successfully completed its second annual harvest. This year, we took advantage of lessons learned along the way from our inaugural planting season and used regenerative farming practices to drive down costs and improve quality. This work was documented in a YouTube series called Grow Up, which I strongly encourage you to watch. Last year, a majority of Good Farm cannabis was extracted into distillate. This year's crop will serve a broader range of uses, including dried flower, full-spectrum oils, pre-rolls, and concentrate products. The company expects products from this year's harvest to begin showing up on shelves in December of 2020 and January of 21. In addition to these assets, we continue to leverage Delshin, our indoor cultivation facility in Kirkland Lake, Ontario, for high-quality, small-batch craft cannabis for the premium dried flower market. From cultivation to distribution, the company has invested in industry-leading machinery, processes, and people. As we continue to improve our operations, we will continue to invest in brand building and other marketing activities. As this industry matures and consumers begin to make more educated choices with their wallets, our strengthened brand will be an increasing differentiator. Finally, I'm excited to update on two important financing agreements to the execution of our business strategy, the gross proceeds of which totaled nearly $6.65 million. On November 10th, 48 North announced that a $3.25 million secured term loan with a senior secured lender was undertaken. This agreement closely follows a $3.415 million private placement offering with Cormark Securities, Inc. With our improved access to working capital, decreased quarterly costs, and infrastructural improvements, we are well positioned to execute on our growth strategy and to increase our gross margins moving forward. Our capital investments are paying off and have helped position us for a new normal of sustained growth. We are continuing to meet our targets and expect to be in a position to announce our pathway to profitability within the fiscal year. I will now pass it on to David for his analysis of our financial performance.
Thank you, Charles. Revenues for the 3 months ending September 30th, 2020 were $7.7 million, up from Q4 revenues of $4.3 million and up from the comparative Q1 of last year of $1.6 million. Net revenues after excise taxes were $7.1 million for the quarter ended September 30th, 2020, compared to $1.4 million in Q1 of last year. The revenue mix for the quarter was largely from sales to provincial regulators, representing 96% of sales, with $320,000 or 4% coming from other licensed producers. Provincial sales were from our traditional markets of Ontario, Alberta, Quebec, and British Columbia, with an increasing shipment to BC. Sales to the OCS, AGLC, SQDC, and BC represented 33%, 20%, 24%, and 19% respectively of total sales for the quarter. This is also consistent with our increase in the number of products that we're currently offering. Sales by product category were as follows: flower 45%, pre-rolls 12%, topicals 11%, vapes 16%, and hash and rosin 15%. The company capitalizes production costs related to biological assets and expenses these costs to cost of sales before fair market adjustment as the inventory is sold. For the quarter ending September 30, 2020, inventory expense to cost of sales before fair market adjustments was $7.8 million. Gross loss for the before fair market adjustments was $1.5 million compared to a gain of $728,000 in the prior year's first quarter. We recorded a net loss of $3.2 million compared to a net income of $2.2 million last year. This quarter's net loss equates to a basic and diluted earnings per share of $0.018 per share. Included in the net loss were some non-cash items: depreciation of $245,000, with an additional $452,000 included in depreciation in the cost of sales, and $283,000 in stock-based compensation, totaling $980,000 compared to $1.2 million in Q1 of last year. During Q1 2021, our cash usage was approximately $7.1 million. This can be broken down into three component parts. Cash used in ongoing operations was $2.8 million. Cash used in working capital balances was $3 million. And cash used in investing activities was $1.3 million. We continue to monitor our cash resources to assess and manage the liquidity needed to fund our operations. And at the end of Q1 2021, we had $2.2 million in cash and cash equivalents on hand. Subsequent to quarter end, 48 North completed a $3.4 million equity raise through Comark Securities and raised an additional $3.25 million through a term loan with a senior secured lender. The term loan has a maturity of 24 months and is secured by the Brantford facility. I will now turn the call back to Charles for his closing remarks.
Thank you, David. I want to thank you all for your time today and for your continued interest in our company. The past 2 years have been filled with highs and lows, both for our company and our industry. And I can't pretend that our journey as a company has been without challenges, but we have made the decisions necessary and are increasingly seeing evidence that we are heading in the right direction. While many of our competitors have entered an unsustainable race to the bottom in pricing, we are actually decreasing the cost of production, increasing our gross margins, and doing so while maintaining the quality that our customers deserve. Circumstances change, but low-cost cultivation, high-quality products, and thought-provoking, consumer-centric brands remain central to our formula. It's working for consumers, it's working for retailers, and I am confident that it will work for investors. The results are beginning to show. I want to thank our world-class team for their remarkable contributions in Q1 and beyond, and know that our continued progress along our march towards profitability is a direct reflection of their commitment and dedication to the company and to its investors. I look forward to providing continued updates on the next era of 48 North, and will now turn it over for any questions. Thank you very much.
Thank you. We will now open up the call for analyst questions. Please press star 1 on your telephone keypad to join the queue. Again, that is star 1 to join the queue. Patrick Sullivan with Eight Capital, your line is open.
Hi, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my question. First question is about the outdoor harvest. Is there any metrics you can provide with respect to that, either amount harvested, average cost per gram? And then following on that question, how do you manage the inventory that comes from that in a way to ensure that, you know, later down the road, there's not any kind of impairments that need to be taken on it, anything that's maybe not used or sold?
Hi, Patrick. So thanks for your question. really, really appreciate you calling in. So first off, this year, 48 North had a very strong second annual harvest, and we implemented several important lessons from last year. Having said that, we don't feel that total harvest yield is actually a very relevant metric at all, and frankly is a metric that is in line with nascent a period in the industry where outdoor cultivation was new. In other words, we feel that not all cannabis is created equal, and the company has been very transparent, very open about right-sizing its cultivation strategy with its commercial objectives this year. So what that's a long-winded way of saying, Patrick, is really just speaking to your second question about ensuring that we don't have any inventory that sits around. So, you know, the number one goal is not to plant as much and yield as much as we can. The number one goal is to sell as many products through to consumers at the retail level. That is where this company is focused, and we feel that that's where the importance is. So we, much like our other competitors that grow indoor and in greenhouses, won't be providing guidance on total total harvest yields moving forward. However, we have every confidence that this year's yield and quality is sufficient to fulfill our product pipeline and the company's growth plans. Most importantly, we know that our inherent advantage is both cost and quality, and this year's crop is more than sufficient to fulfill both our product pipeline, but also to expand upon that product pipeline. With our newly improved drying methodology, we'll be able to get better and already have gotten better quality off the field in terms of terpene content. And while we know that our cannabinoid content was fantastic last year, this year's more terpene-rich harvest will help that inventory go into a more fulsome set of product categories such as full-spectrum oils, pre-rolls, and bagable flower.
Okay, great. That's very helpful. So essentially, you were attempting to forecast exactly kind of what harvest size you needed to ensure that, you know, you meet the needs of your product pipeline. That makes sense. So
That's correct, Patrick. I mean, we plan for what the company feels that we will need in our growth objectives and throughout our retail sales and our contract manufacturing business. The goal of the company is not to be a wholesale company. So again, it's not about how much we can grow, but rather how efficient can we be in delivering the best quality and the best cost in ultimately what is a consumer packaged good.
That makes sense. Understood. And then on to the gross margin. So I believe I read in the press release that the gross margins are affected by, you know, what basically the production costs in the prior quarter, which was at lower utilization rates. I'm just wondering how that's going to trend next quarter. So that kind of makes me think that there should be some improvement.
Yes, that's an excellent question. So obviously, you know, when we've made the investments into our capital facility at the Good House, there are naturally some fixed overheads that you take on to running an automated production facility versus a manual bagging operation, which is really what we were doing before. Everything was manual. So as that transfer to automation was done, indeed, there was a ramp up period. And typical of any new manufacturing facility, there is that ramp-up period where you work out the kinks. And indeed, the facility was underutilized as a result as we worked out that equipment and concurrently continued manual operations. So we expect costs to decrease over these periods, and we also expect our revenues to increase and thereby the number of units running through that facility also to increase. So gross margins we expect to reflect more positively in subsequent quarters.
Okay, that's helpful. And then I know you guys have done quite a bit of work related to your cash resources. I'm just wondering how comfortable you guys feel in hitting that operating leverage, within the calendar year, in an effort to drive that profitability.
Well, Patrick, you're not giving me a lot of time with all due respect in the calendar year because there's only 30 days left.
Sorry.
However, no problem. I got what you meant. But in the fiscal year, absolutely understood. So first and foremost, there's several things to note when you look at 48 North. 48 North still has a lot of inventory on the books, which we're busy turning into consumer packaged goods, right, and turning into revenue. So that inventory is being transformed at a quicker rate and more efficiently. So by improving our gross margin and by improving our throughput, which has always been the biggest choke point for 48 North and the reason that our revenue numbers were muted in prior quarters, was that we simply didn't have the operational capacity and wherewithal to generate enough product out to the market to supply our demand. We're really, really turning that corner, which is fantastic. But with a company that's growing at this rate that we are, to wit, you know, 73% of fiscal 2020's revenue in Q1 of 21, that's going to place a strain undoubtedly on any company's working capital resources. So where the company is focused in order to not only achieve its pathway to profitability, but to be self-sustaining, is really on improving that working capital inflow and outflow. What I'll say by that is that we are working with the provinces, for example, Quebec and Alberta, with a payment discount, will pay you quicker than 30 days. So Alberta will pay you in 15, Quebec will pay you in 10. So that helps shorten our cash conversion cycle, and that's something that we're doing. We're continuing to leverage our relationships with supply partners to try to get better terms, et cetera, in order to help them partner with us in our growth. But the most important thing, of course, is access to capital. We're thrilled to have raised gross proceeds of $6.65 million, and we feel that that puts us in a very comfortable position while we closely monitor our working capital balances, ensure that we are cultivating what we need, right? So that's part of the reason why you don't plant the entire farm, right? And you plant what you need is to manage working capital. We're ordering better on a tighter schedule, better managing our vendors, and we're working with our provincial partners wherever possible to shorten the cash conversion cycle. In short, like most companies in this space, 48 North is a fully vertically integrated manufacturing company. And the cash conversion cycle from propagation of clones indoors or cracking of seed outdoors to collecting revenues from provincial governments is very, very long. But we feel that with those metrics in place and with the access to the capital that we've just brought into the company, that we're in a comfortable place to continue to go after our growth plans and to continue to execute along our strategic vision. It's an excellent question, though, Patrick, so thank you for asking it.
I appreciate the answer. Thank you. That's all for me.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. There are no further questions at this time. I would now like to turn the call back over to Charles for final remarks.
Thank you very much. On behalf of 48 North's employees, management, and board of directors, thank you for taking the time to dial into our conference call this morning. As you can see, 48 North continues to innovate and provide Canadians with exciting new brands and products. If there are any questions we have not answered, please don't hesitate to be in touch. Our investor relations information is available on our website. Thanks again and have a great day.
This concludes today's call. We thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.